Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just got a text from Jay. You guys got the snacks I sent you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, they came today. That's good.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, by the
way. You've never had a chocodile in your life.
In my life, and I just
don't recognize it. Nothing.
Inhaled one in my mouth right now. It's so good. Actually, before the show started, I did it on the Bone TV camera because I thought you guys were looking. But
oh, we weren't.
Did you take the whole thing in your mouth at once?
I took a lot of it, and there was some white stuff on the end of my mouth.
Nice.
You like chocodiles that much? Did you eat another one?
I just shoved it in my mouth right now, and so I have.
So when you took one and swallowed it halfway down, did you start getting reminiscent and maybe get a little moist?
I'll tell you this: there were some noises coming out of my mouth, and JR was just looking at me. I go, "Why are you looking at me like that?" He goes, "I can tell you're enjoying that." I was.
I almost freaked out yesterday because the package came from Amazon.
Right.
And it just said fudge-covered Twinkies. I'm like, I ordered chocodiles.
Right, it should be specific.
So Brett, being who he is, immediately goes online. He's like, oh, no, this is what chocodiles. They don't really call them chocodiles anymore. They're called.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what a chocodile is, essentially, chocolate.
And then in small print on the box, what does it say? Like, formerly chocodiles or the new chocodile?
Chocodiles is such a much better name.
Right?
Now it's just chocolate-covered Twinkies.
You can call it in my mouth because it was, and it was good.
I think you guys can get those because they're Hostess.
I don't know.
The other stuff I sent you that you can't get.
I will tell you this. I was at the front desk getting the package, and while I was opening it, all of that stuff's in it, and everybody's all like, oh, yeah, I'm good. And Mike Calta was in there getting on the elevator, and he's like, what's that about? And I said, well, JP heard that I'd never heard of a chocodile or had a yodel, and so he saw all the stuff. He's like, oh, you're crazy. I'm like, that's what he said. And then he said, well, tell JP I've never heard of a Sicilian pizza before.
Oh, yeah.
He wants a Sicilian pizza.
Is that true, though?
You
can't get a Sicilian slice?
No, I have a feeling he just wanted you to send him the pie.
Right now, from here.
Yeah,
Calta knows what he's doing.
Right.
There you go. And did you try any of the other of the Drake's cakes that are there? The Yankee Doodle? What else is there? Yodels?
I must have a yodel.
Listen,
yes, you must.
The yodels don't need to be dunked. The Devil Dogs and the Yankee Doodles have to be dunked.
I'm not dunking squat.
You have to.
No, I don't.
You have to, or else.
Can I just bite and drink?
I guess you could, but JR has got to be the dunker then. Somebody's got to be the dunker.
Just throw those in the trash, those two.
You don't throw them in the trash.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
And yodels, it's your choice, but you could take a pack and put it in the freezer for a few minutes, and then it comes out, and the chocolate is less messy. It comes off, and it's pretty good frozen.
I love how you guys have a system for this stuff, and I don't even know what these things are.
There's like little secrets.
Yeah.
You see how the yodels come in clear plastic now? They used to come in foil, and part of the fun as a kid was peeling the foil yodel wrapper off.
Back.
And then peeling the chocolate and then unpeeling the cake and licking the frosting. It was like dissecting the whole yodel.
But didn't the foil like stick to the chocolate though?
No.
Okay.
No, it would just come off. It had a little of the Drake's bird on it and stuff. God, and then you roll it up and you throw it to your friend.
And God only knows what kind of chemicals they sprayed either the yodel and or the tinfoil down in.
The tinfoil's made out of lead.
Did
you ever see Christmas Vacation when he sprays the bottom and he says he's in food additives and he sprays the bottom of the sled with some stuff and then goes down the thing and flies through it? I'm pretty sure that's what they spray on the tinfoil that they wrapped around the yodel. You know what I noticed? People are either dunkers or they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is no like, sometimes I'll do this.
I never heard of dunking a Yankee Doodle. That's a cupcake, you know what I mean? But a Devil Dog, of course.
You dunk a Yankee Doodle.
Because
it's the same thing as the Devil Dog. It's the same thing. You're just thinking about the shape.
What, are you breaking it in half and dunking it?
You can do whatever you want.
The dunking is too risky because you run the risk of leaving it in there too long and it falls into the milk and then you're screwed.
Yeah, and then you get it with a spoon.
No.
When you're drinking the milk, it's part of the last drop of the milk.
Oh, what a great reward.
Worst. I hate when cereals or anything turns the milk a different flavor. Milk is supposed to be milk flavor.
No,
not chocolate.
Right. The following things all need to be dunked. Chips Ahoy cookies.
No.
Yes.
Peanut butter cookies. Like Nutter Butters.
Especially Nutter Butters.
Need to be dunked.
Yeah.
These Devil Dogs need to be dunked.
Mm.
The Yankee Doodles, mm-hmm. okay, maybe, maybe not, because you're right, it's a cupcake shape, but I dunk them. Peanut butter jelly goes into milk.
What are you talking? You dip a sandwich in milk. No, you don't.
Yes. I haven't done that in a long time.
No.
And a grilled cheese sandwich has to be dunked in cream of tomato soup.
That is
boom.
Amazing.
No,
I don't. That's what I get at Panera.
And if you go to Wendy's, your French fries need to get dunked into your soup.
You are a dunker, my friend. You have a problem.
I do.
You have a serious dunking problem.
I'm not. There's no question about that. You are correct.
I can't believe you drip a sandwich. So you have a glass of milk and a PB&J, and you... No.
I cut the sandwich in half.
Right. In triangles.
In triangles, because you get a nice pointy edge.
But it's jelly on there. What if the jelly goes in the milk?
Yeah. Oh, great.
God, who cares?
Great. I might just take a teaspoon full of jelly and...
No.
That's a little bit much. I don't think
it is a little much. Right. He's lying.
And now I'm all about, like, gourmet jellies.
Are you? You're all about gourmet jellies?
It's not about strawberry or grape jelly anymore. It's like, what do we got in there? There's always some blueberry jam or raspberry jam or that kind of stuff.
Like jalapeno or any kind of mint or...
Jalapeno.
I don't know. There's gourmet jellies. It's a thing.
Mint jelly sucks.
Don't put jalapeno in there, you dope.
Racist.
Yep. When it comes to my PB&J.
It's only Mexican jelly.
No, jalapenos on my peanut butter and jelly.
That's gourmet stuff. If you want to branch out, branch out.
I'm branching out into jalapeno jelly.
Listen, you're dipping your sandwich in milk. It doesn't sound like you're above much right now.
Try it.
Didn't you like jalapeno candy or something the other day, too?
Me?
Yeah. What did you say when you're talking about those orange slices?
Oh, some sweet chili.
No, it's
mango or something.
It's mango chili.
There it is.
It's different.
That's different, Brett.
That's acceptable. Yeah, that.
Chili spice is different than...
Because there's no peanut butter on top of it.
Yeah, that too.
Gotcha.
Listen, right. You guys...
You could put some heat with peanut butter very easily, considering Thai food, but...
Here's the thing. You all do you all.
Yeah.
I'll do me. Now, if you decide to listen to me and you enjoy it, great. And if you decide to listen to me and you don't enjoy it, you're wrong. But that's fine, too. But that's fine, too.
I don't think that's how it goes.
It's okay. Yeah. No, it's okay.
I'm never dipping a PB&J in milk. I just can't. No. It's too much. I draw the line.
JR is totally going to do that when he gets home.
JR is going to...
But it doesn't work.
JR didn't have milk as a kid. Why would he dunk
it? But that's what I was just about to say. If you're doing the whole powdered milk thing because times are tough, I don't recommend it.
Well, now since I got two jobs, I upgraded to coconut milk.
Ooh,
now you're fancy.
Try almond milk.
Almond milk.
Better than the coconut milk, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Almond milk. Dip it in our almond milk because it's got that same thicker consistency like a regular glass of milk, like whole milk.
Oh, yeah. And it's vegan.
I can care less about that.
JR, did you have any of the Drake's cakes or anything yet?
No. I'm going to let Monica get hers first. And then
I'm not eating.
I know. I can't eat an entire box of this stuff. You better get it during the break and eat it. And then pick one that's not a chocodile because I already had it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, You're gonna make me get what I don't want.
What do you not want?
I want everything, but then if I pick something, you're not gonna make me. You're gonna say, oh no, I want that one, and I'm just gonna let you do you first, and then after you're done, I'm gonna go after it.
You'll pick up the pieces.
Just so you both know, I know I put Monica's name on the. On the package, but they are for both of you.
I didn't even
so
see it.
So don't let Monica steal anything.
I know. I don't know.
You get in there and you get
That's what
yours,
I said,
JR.
Though. I already said that. Appreciate I'm like, it. Get in there. Why aren't you eating? I asked him like 5 times, why aren't you eating?
JR, have you ever had a yodel or a devil dog, or is this all new to you?
This is all brand new to me.
So Chocodile, clearly you haven't
had.
Get
in there.
Yeah.
All three you haven't had?
I'm saying get in there.
Well, I'm a candy bar kind of guy, so if I'm going to eat something, I'm going to eat like a Kit Kat and then...
Not for long.
Yo, go steal...
About to change now.
Do they have regular milk in the kitchen over there?
No, I could steal some, though.
Yeah.
What? Or...
Do yourself a favor.
Famous last words.
Or...
2 p.m., where's JR?
All right. Scott on line one. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, guys, great show. Hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up. You actually can get Drake's products here in Florida. Walmart actually carries them, but they're not in the aisle with the rest of, like, the Little Debbies and stuff. They're in the back in a little standalone, kiosk thing.
Mm-hmm.
By themselves. Yeah, all by themselves, back by the milk. I just bought Devil Dogs last night, and Brett, you're out of your mind if you think Devil Dogs are no good.
Yeah, they're not good.
Oh, why?
That's a situation like what JP said. If you like them, you're wrong.
We're not wrong.
Why are devil dogs no good?
Because you go...
Not when you dunk them, you don't.
Right. If you have to dunk it for it to be good, then it's not good. That's a fact.
Thanks, guys.
That's not Thank you.
Can you eat it alone without milk?
Yeah.
You could. It'll take a little while.
I just enjoy it
because it sucks. That's why.
It doesn't suck. It's a cake.
So in what order should we eat these?
Down at the bottom on... What's that?
So in what order should we eat these? So the devil dogs are the last thing we should try?
No. Absolutely, yes.
No.
They're going to be such a disappointment.
Oh, I want one right now.
The last, clearly. Devil dogs third, the last, then yodels, and then crocodiles are top.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry on line two. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, great show as always. Monica, this time I'm with you. Dunkin', any sandwich and milk is out.
Thank you.
But who doesn't eat grilled cheese dunked in tomato soup?
Oh, if you haven't done that.
But cream of tomato soup, way better.
For real.
Real
right,
better.
Terry?
And I tell you, here's one for the books. My wife dunks everything, and I mean everything, in barbecue sauce.
Oh.
That's what I say. Oh.
Yeah. Everything.
Good show, you guys.
Thank you,
Sounds
Terry.
Like you married wrong.
I'm down for the barbecue sauce, but not the sandwich, and certainly not cream. I can't do tomato soup. It's so gross.
It's just like having ketchup, but it's a classier version.
Way better.
Way classier
ketchup.
Version and thinner that gets in the cheese sandwich instead of just on it.
Greg on line three. Go ahead, Greg.
Good morning. I'm just kind of in disbelief at how much angry you are and backstab you are after your evil, pussy, nasty, gross, goopy toe. You know?
Wait, what?
I don't have any of that. I have zero anger in me now.
Why is he backstabbing?
And my toe is fine, and I'm not backstabbing anybody.
Your toe is not fine.
Oh, he's calling people's wives bitches. He's getting Monica to start saying
that was yesterday.
Awful things.
I did not call his wife a bitch. And if I did, hold on, I did not call Brett's wife a bitch. And if I did, he was in agreement.
So, you didn't, but if you did,
see, he's doubling down right now. You heard it.
Yeah. And what was the other part? What's going on today, Greg? Why are you saying that he's all angry today?
Oh, well, because he's doing his roundabout way of replacing Monica, saying Carmen would be great.
I am not. Right.
Yesterday, replacing Brett. I see what you're saying.
I'm not.
Watch out, Roger. You're next.
I know.
That is true.
JR really is doing good on this show.
Yeah, Calta is such a good host. He's a really good host. When it comes like radio hosts, I would put him number one. And for like partners, probably number one.
No, the ultimate partner.
Yeah. I mean, it's close between you.
Every time I talk to him, he's always so funny.
Let me know if he offers to fly you to Houston. Now what do you got?
He might.
Yeah, okay.
Brett's not on.
It would probably be for a setup or something.
Right.
Brett's not on the show
down
yet.
There.
You'd probably have to fly naked or something
right.
along those lines.
Or they'll be assassinated as soon as I come off the plane.
Hey, Sledge on line five. Go ahead, Sledge.
What's up, gentlemen? What's up, ma'am?
Hey, Sledge.
You're taking, like, nutrition... What's up, man? You're taking nutrition advice from someone who eats raviolis out of a can. Mustard on roast beef.
You make good points.
And a hot dog is my favorite food ever. So, yeah, you might have a point, Sledge.
Thank you, Sledge.
Sweetheart, I love you, but you're eating it. Discrepancy is like, you've got...
Atrocious, I think,
Sledge. I'll never have you as a cook at my house. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. I've said this a million times. I have the palate of a 7-year-old boy. Like, just give me chicken nuggets and hot dogs and french fries. I don't need anything fancy. I don't branch out to gourmet jellies. Just give me some raspberry jam and I'm good.
As far as the gourmet jelly things, let me just clear that one up. I don't go out and buy them. Mm-hmm. They're what's in the refrigerator. So,
but you're enjoying them you find them. You're pleasantly surprised.
I'll give them a try. Now, there are some that I won't go anywhere near. Like, I don't have to go near apricot jam.
Oh, I do. Oh,
I don't need. I don't need my peanut butter and jelly with apricot. I don't need that.
Jam is just greater than jelly. It just is.
It's easier to spread. It is. Jam is easier
to spread.
I
think it tastes better. I think it doesn't taste as sweet or something. I don't know. It's just better.
I
jam
think
versus
I've done
jelly.
It both ways.
Next Roger and JP. JR, what hit you so
I
wrong?
I don't see how there's so jokes right. to be made from jam is easier to spread. I don't understand whether
you said it's just easier to spread.
JR is already furiously editing.
But for what? What are you going to get out of that?
We'll figure something out.
Send me my devil dogs back. Douche.
Hurry up and have one during the break, all right? Come on, you got to try this stuff.
Hey, D on line four. Go, D.
Hey, Monica. you're so funny because I'm having a chicken nugget for lunch and my dog had a hot dog with cheese in it for breakfast.
Boom. That's all I can ask for, Dee.
What are you dunking your nuggets in, Dee?
Hey, a hot sauce.
Ooh, that's good.
I'm
interesting.
A hot sauce kind of girl. But nice. I'm halfway with one of you and halfway with the other. There are certain things that need to be dunked and other things that don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like a Oreo cookie. Hello, that's got to go in milk.
Yep. Just like Chips Ahoy. Same idea.
And the cheese sandwich, grilled cheese sandwich, with the soup. Not only the soup, but it has to have applesauce on the side.
What?
D.
Grilled cheese and applesauce?
That's matches.
Crazy. You're mixed up.
I'm from the North too, honey.
Wow.
You know, it's like Monica sounds like she's from Florida, and I am a Florida native now because I've been here for 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm from Rhode Island, so excuse me. You have to have grilled cheese and soup and applesauce.
Excuse me.
Right. Listen, right, I'm not going to sit here and say you're wrong until I try it.
Mm.
Okay.
Unlike these people.
That's different.
All right, try this one then, because I think it's a Midwestern thing, but I know my family all did it. When I have chili, and it's about to happen because it's about to get cold, when you have chili, you have to have a slice of bread with peanut butter on it with it. Like, it's almost...
What are you talking about?
It's the best thing you'll ever eat in your entire...
You're mixing up meals.
No, no, no.
Isn't great when she does the show?
Thank you.
She probably eats food like a human.
Did you just say chili with peanut butter?
Listen, I've never had a bowl of chili without it, and you can't imagine your life once you have it.
Really?
You take a bite of the... I'm this close to dunking it now that you say you dunk your PB&J, but you take a bite of the peanut butter bread... And then you eat it. Take a big old scoop of chili, and you put both of those things. Oh, it's so good.
You don't hold on having dunk the bread in the chili and eat it like that. You actually open it, take
a
bite.
I have a slice of,
dunk it if you're going to
I might. I might try that because it's just that good. But it's a slice of bread with peanut butter, chunky, and just, it's so good.
And it goes good with the chili and the green onions and the cheddar cheese and all that stuff that's in there already?
I don't put cheese on my chili, but everything else,
yes.
Sour cream? Super, like, spicy chili and the peanut butter. Oh, so good.
A couple of weird PB&J things on Twitter. Nolan says he does it with Doritos on it, nacho cheese Doritos.
Oh, that might be good.
No. On peanut butter and jelly?
On peanut butter and jelly.
That might be good.
That's one I would experiment with, I have to say.
I used to do a buttered bagel and crunch up either Dipsy Doodles or potato chips on a buttered bagel, but that's crazy.
And then Successful on Twitter says he dunks the PB&J in Kool-Aid.
No.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I can ride with that.
Disgusting.
I can ride with that one.
Hashtag amazing.
But does the Kool-Aid flavor match your jelly flavor?
Yeah.
Let's not get fancy with it.
I could get confusing.
But that's a legit question.
Right. Because if you go grape, that might not be, that's like kind of dumb.
You're right. You can't go marmalade into Kool-Aid fruit punch.
No, you can't. But you could do fruit punch with grape jelly. That could be kind of cool.
Probably,
that might be great. All right, good. There's some good food
advice. Reds and purples can go together. Oranges and reds and or purples can't go together.
Right.
These are saying?
Because the food dial mix and then explode.
Right.
So you guys going to lunch. We just took everybody's lunch plans and they went from like roaster chickens to I'm having peanut butter and jelly from somewhere and I'm dunking it in milk, you know?
Right.
Somebody tried chili and peanut butter and I'm telling you it is the best.
No way.
Just
I'll try to remember. I don't know if it'll ever pop in my head again, but
no,
because it again has that almost Thai influence.
It's fundamentally wrong.
It's the most natural thing in the world.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard anybody else say to you?
Yeah, somebody in Iowa.
Have you ever tried peanut butter on white bread with chili?
Yes, that's so good. PB&C.
I'm asking you. Have you ever seen?
Chili.
How'd you find that out? Like, how'd you come across it?
My entire family did it since I was born. Like, I don't know any other way. Like, I think it's weird you guys don't.
Is it one of those situations, like, when you get really, really drunk, you're like, you know what, let's try something new.
No, that's how we were fed it as kids. Hmm. I love it.
All right.
Jesus.
I learn something new every day.
I think your father's not, you know. He
left the house.
I don't think I think he's either in jail for child abuse. Or <the other.
laughs> All right, you guys, if you want to be in touch with the show at any time, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Roger and JP, it's The Bone. We'll be right back. Hey, it's the Ballin' Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP. Just tuning in. Just a little bit of a food discussion going on. Started off with the Chocodiles Double Dogs Yodel delivery of Drake's slash Hostess stuff to Monica and JR, who haven't had any of them ever in their lives. And then it got into dunking and Monica's claim that a peanut butter on bread sandwich type thing dunked with chili or whatever is the most amazing thing. That's the only way she's eaten chili in her life.
I don't even have chili in my or peanut butter in my house unless I'm going to make chili.
Oh.
That's dumb.
I will kill that bitch. That's your live version.
Don't call bread a bitch.
I'm going to kill that bitch. Oh, my God. I hate how angry I sound.
Embrace it.
Well, Cody is on line six. Cody, you've heard of this thing?
Okay, so yes, Monica is absolutely correct with the peanut butter and chili thing. It's been happening. When I was a child, my dad used to do it with all everything, almost pasta-wise, and chili, lasagna. So I think I don't know. It's just fantastic. You need to try it. Don't knock it until you try it. It's good. I still do it to this day. So try it.
Thank you, Cody.
You're very welcome. I'm with you.
See? Not the only one. It's a thing.
All right.
All so right. Good, too.
Jeff is on line one. Hey, Jeff, Roger, and JP, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, guys? You are forgetting the best Drake's product ever, the Funny Bones.
Oh, come on. I love peanut butter, but really?
Chocolate Twinkie with peanut butter dipped in chocolate. Those things are amazing.
All right, see the passion? See the passion you guys for the Drake's cakes that you never had in your lives? There it is.
And as far as jelly goes, elderberry is the way to go.
Elderberry.
I never even...
Makes me think of Monty Python.
I've never
Your mother smelt of elderberry.
That's the only time I've ever heard of elderberry besides jelly.
That's how I feel about... What did he call? Just call it a funny bone?
Mm-hmm.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah. Chocolate Twinkies, peanut butter inside, chocolate on the outside.
I was going to buy you some yesterday, but they didn't have them.
Don't even know how you guys... I think it's a northern thing, because although I did find out, I guess, you can get them at a Walmart, but... I've never heard of it.
Maybe that's why they put them in the back, because they're Yankee.
I am really genuinely having a hard time wrapping my head around this peanut butter and chili thing.
I'm all kidding aside, I'm not trying to be sarcastic, but I wholeheartedly cannot believe that you guys have never heard of it. It's so foreign to me that you guys are so grossed out by it. To me, it's a completely natural thing.
I didn't
thing.
Say I'm grossed out.
It doesn't click.
I didn't make the puke noise. I just don't get it. I don't see what the peanut butter is going to add to the chili or the chili is going to add to peanut butter.
Just it's spicy chili. Just will you try it? Will you just try
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then report back.
I will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, one thing we both have in common is we both love trying food and eating different kinds of food. And
time out.
Love.
Yes.
But neither one of us have ever heard of this.
Right. But there's I'm only willing to go so far.
But wait a minute.
Well, that's true.
JP, if I stood there at the Italian deli and ordered gobba gidarn ghoul and made a sandwich and ate it and tried it for you, you can try.
Changed your life, though,
didn't it?
It
was really, really good. And this could change your life. It's okay. Really, really good.
I'm sure Susan will be making a big pot of chili sometime in the next month. Right. And I will remember.
Right.
I will.
Brandon on line two. Yeah. Go, Brandon.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, this is Ernie, not Brandon.
Okay. I can see how...
JR was close.
I can see how JR can get that wrong.
He can't type with a devil dog in his mouth.
And my daughter's got a crazy combination. She puts... Spicy brown mustard on pizza.
Spicy brown mustard.
I put hot sauce on pizza.
That I can see.
Yes, it's
mustard.
Disgusting, man.
Yeah, why do that? Pizza's so good on its own. Good God.
I know. Yeah, it's spicy brown mustard. I can't understand it.
Yeah, I
guess the pizza down here isn't very good. We're used to Philadelphia pie.
That I can understand.
All right.
Although I had good pizza then.
Absolutely.
Gennaro's brings us good pizza every time we come down there.
And that place right by in Safety Harbor was good, too. That wasn't bad pizza at all. Good. Nice and crispy.
You know what? They leave it out on the counter for a little too long over there.
Maybe. That's a judgment, though. You walked in, you were in there for 30 seconds, and you judged it was out too long. How do you know?
Just by the look of it? Authority.
The look of it.
The sauce looked a little dry.
The look of it. Yeah. You could tell how long a pizza is.
Right.
Sitting out there.
Of course, we walked in at 9:30 at night. Might have been sitting there a little while.
Exactly.
Mike is on line three.
This is crazy, this peanut butter thing. My God.
Monica, you are 100% correct with the peanut butter and chili.
Ooh, thank you.
It is a thing. It is a thing, and it is quite delicious.
Wait, did you say peanut butter and jelly?
And chili.
Oh, and chili.
Mm. No, just peanut butter sandwich and a bowl of chili.
Is this a thing, fantastic. Mike, from where you're from is. Originally? Is this a thing from Buffalo or Iowa or anything like that?
I'm from southwestern Ohio, so I don't know. I grew up with it. My friends did it. But, you know, I grew up. My dad always had it. I also put peanut butter on my sloppy joes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Same concept. Fantastic.
Here's the one thing I know for sure. Anybody of Italian descent shut us off about 8 minutes ago.
But why? Because you're too disgusting. Good for this? What? Why? Yeah, well, who the crap do you think you are?
Because you sound like you're bat-ass crazy.
Like amateurs. They change the channel.
Yeah. Like, what is this?
Amateur roast.
Peanut butter chili?
That's ridiculous. Maybe I think you're crazy for your gabagool and stuff. Yeah,
but
you know?
You know I'm right because you tried it and your life changed.
Because I'm open-minded. Go ahead and try it and see.
You do have that guy's dad behind you. So that's two generations of people, at least, who've had peanut butter on a piece of bread with chili. So that's at least two generations. I mean, the Italians have hundreds and hundreds of years, maybe thousands, of this food. You know, so they got something behind that. You got to admit.
Just try
Chevette's
it.
On line six. So we say hello, Chevette.
Hey, girl.
Hey,
boo. Hey. What's up?
I was telling JR, when I was little, my mother used to feed me grilled cheese sandwiches with strawberry jelly on top. Really? And so when I got older, I realized that it was just great food when you were stoned. So she must have got it from there because it tastes much better when you're high.
Really?
That I can see. You know, JR brought that up before. Like, is that one of those things that sounds like a good idea when you waste it?
Yep, that's it. And then he would eat graham crackers crumbled up in a bowl with milk, like cereal.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's
pretty much what they are.
Way to do it.
Yeah. The welfare way.
But that's tough.
Or you could buy golden grams. Either way.
Or you could buy golden grams. Well, we didn't have money for that, so.
Yeah, I understand.
My mother used to make me a jelly roll. So she'd make an omelet and put jelly on it and roll it up.
Yeah. No cream cheese in there?
No, but I tell you what, the thought of it now makes me want to vomit.
Like an omelet, and then she spread like just regular jelly on
it. Jelly, and then roll it up.
Like a poor person's crepe?
When I was little, yeah, I guess so. When I was little.
To make a kid eat eggs.
And I was always, I was always on the fence with it, and now the thought of it makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, she should have come up with cheese, maybe. That would have helped.
Well, like
instead of jelly, like throw cheese on it.
Right.
Any kid will eat that. Mm. Well, we've discussed some really good stuff.
We can be done with this, Brown. Right?
Well, it is just about lunch hour.
Only if you promise to try it.
Yes.
Promise. I can't make
Thank
that
you.
Promise.
Thank you, Roger, for being open-minded.
No, totally will try that.
I mean, like,
there's a lot of things. 5 years ago, I never would have guessed go together and go together well. And now I just totally get it, man.
But if it's that right, I can't believe I wouldn't have heard about it by now.
Well,
I find that hard to believe.
All good food goes through you, but I've
never seen it. Like I was in Colorado a few years ago. I ordered chili in a place. Like I've never heard of chili with peanut butter.
I mean, it's just a Midwest, Ohio, and North thing. I don't know. I don't know if it's geographic. I can't even pin this down.
He was from Ohio. I did it in Iowa when I was a kid. So maybe it's a Midwestern thing. Mm.
That's dumb.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.